With me, I have Ingrid Kuhr, who is the chairman and one of the vice presidents of the Union of Jewish Women South Africa. Ingrid, thank you so much for coming into the studio to chat with us. I'd like to start by asking you, how has the role of Jewish women in leadership and activism changed since the Union of Jewish Women first began in South Africa more than 100 years ago?
Well, it might have started 100 years ago, but this morning we had our 93rd AGM. So, yes, it's been going on in Johannesburg for quite a long time. You know, I think women have always been and have an active role to play. So I know many, many years ago, something started, which was called the Kosher Mobile Meals. And that started with a very few women. Before we merged with the Chev last year, because they have an excellent home care-based system, we had close to 100 people needing our help. I must say, this is a very hard act to follow after an eight-year-old child.
She's saying that you were excellent.
And we play more and more of a role. And I can say, unfortunately or fortunately, it lands up on those women that children have left school, that you're not, working anymore. And we would like more of the youth to come in, to be involved, say, between the ages of 25 and 45, just to see and to encourage their children to be involved and to see what women can do.
Do you think it's harder in today's world, for whatever reasons, to attract that demographic of 25 to 45 than it was, let's say, two generations ago?
Definitely. I know with my own daughter, people are having children much later. So then, and I think in most countries, especially in South Africa, you've got both the parents working. So it's very hard to give of their time for that. And our kids, bless them, have got lots of extramural activities. So once school is finished and gym and the coffee in the morning, then it's the extramurals. And from the ages of four, the kids are busy all
day.
Afternoon.
So what would you say to a young woman, and you understanding that she's got so many responsibilities and jobs to juggle, what advice or how would you explain that she could get involved in an organization like the Union of Jewish Women?
Well, you know, we've got some wonderful fundraising events coming up. We actually have got something called the Woman of Courage. And I saw that you've got the book, Hey Jude. So we've had Jackie Miller speak to us last year. And that's on August the 10th, where we get 4 to 5 women coming in and sharing their wonderful stories of how they coped with different things. And we have 250 people, women generally, and it gets sold out very quickly. We're also selling tickets for Joseph. And possibly, I know with the young women, they prefer a once-off thing. So if they could come and help us with fundraising or with, you know, our many projects and things like that, we would really, really appreciate the next generation coming in.
Ingrid, how does the Union of Jewish Women balance its work inside the Jewish community with its outreach to broader South African society?
Okay, so we would love to do more in the Jewish community, but what we're doing so far is every twice a month, we have something called the Friendship Club Lunch, which is for the elderly, anywhere between, 60 and upwards, so I fall in that category, to have a Friendship Club lunch, was a three-course meal plus entertainment. And they're really, it's lovely to see people come together. We have moved from Oak Street, so we're now in Sandler Road, and our capacity is 50 people that come on every second Wednesday. We also have something that is run on a Tuesday morning, which is called Brain Boost, and that is for crafts and things like that for the early set dementia and Alzheimer's. So they also really, really appreciate that. We started something fairly recently because, unfortunately, because of the war, but we work closely with Devote, which is an organization that takes things to Israel for the widows and for the kids that have been affected by terrorism. We are actually selling bracelets in the merit of the Bibas family, and they are 360 rand in the colors of the Bibas family, or the children and the mother. And those, half of that money then goes to make care packages for the widows in Israel, just care packages to tell them that people are thinking about them in South Africa. And we also, at the Women of Courage, and this morning at our AGM, we are sending letters of comfort and hope to the brave widows in Israel.
That's amazing. You know, you're showing me the bracelet as you talk, and I remember now that someone else did, and I was like, where can I get one of those? So where can I get a bracelet? And if anyone listening wants to get involved with the Union of Jewish Women, how do they contact you, or is there somebody else they should be in touch with?
Yes, they can phone Tana. Our office number during office hours, obviously, is 011-648-1053, or by email at info@ujw.co.za.
Has the current political and economic climate in South Africa made your work more difficult or more urgent? Or both?
Both. But also we find that a lot of people would rather not give to the UJW if we're doing for the broader community. And we find that our donors would like to give for Jewish projects.
And so what would you say to them?
Well, thank goodness there's a lot of different kinds of donors and people in South Africa who want us to help both. So we are happy to take for those that, want to take for either project, because we eager to help broader community and definitely the Jewish community.
Looking ahead, what do you see as the biggest challenge and the biggest opportunity for the Union of Jewish Women?
I think with all of our Jewish organizations in South Africa is succession. We need the younger people to get involved. That is our biggest
challenge. Well, challenge. You've inspired me, but I know that as one gets older, one's perception of age changes. So I don't even fit that demographic anymore younger
45
women.
45 to 65, we are happy. We've even got very exceptional people, 80 and 90. So don't be shy.
The Union of Jewish Women, you often fly below the radar.
Very much so.
Is that by design, or is that something you'd like to change?
We would definitely like to change it. Apparently, we are the biggest secret in Johannesburg.